Bahira went home and prepared a meal. Just before sunset, his guests arrived. He welcomed them into his humble home, one by one. But as he searched every face, he didn't find a single face that showed him what he was looking for.
"Has everyone come?"
"We are all here, sir."
"But are you quite sure there's no one else?"
"Well, there is a boy. We have left him to look after the animals." "Oh, but please, he must come too." Abu Talib himself went to fetch Muhammad, may Allah bless him and give him peace.
"The old monk did tell me to bring everyone. Why did I leave Muhammad behind?"
Bahira's heart started to pound when he looked into the blessed Muhammad's young boyish face, for Allah had opened his vision and given him understanding. He knew in his bones he was encountering the best of creation, the mercy to the worlds, Al-Amin. He had read about the signs in his scrolls. While everyone was eating, Bahira had a chance to watch his young guest closely. May Allah bless him and give him peace. The face and body of the anticipated prophet had been written in precise little letters on his ancient rolled-up scrolls of wafer-thin leather. He had read them time and time again, and now those details seemed to jump from his memory and dance around the boy as he sat eating. After the meal, Bahira pulled him aside, may Allah bless him and give him peace. He asked him questions, and every answer he got brought him closer to the certainty that this indeed was the prophet he was waiting for, praying for. Finally, he asked to see his back, and when he saw the mark between the boy's shoulders, he went at once to Abu Talib.
"Who is this boy to you?"
"He is my son."
"No, that cannot be, for the scrolls say he would be an orphan."
"Well, that's true. Actually, he is the son of my brother."
"And what of his father, then?"
"He died before the boy was born."
"Ah, yes. Just so have I found in the scrolls. This is the master of all humans, and Allah will send a message through him, a mercy to all the worlds. But you must guard him well. There are those who will kill him if they learn who he is. You must take him back to Mecca and protect him until his time has come."
And so it was. Abu Talib took him back to Mecca, and Muhammad grew there until the time when Allah's word would be realized in him. For Allah says, "Be, and it is."